Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Chisanga, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Are you well?
Yes, it's a bit warm, and like yesterday.
Lovely. Oh, no, lovely. It's actually also slightly warmer than yesterday here. Man, it looks like we are walking in rhythm with your country there.
Yeah, sure. Like my twins.
lovely. No, man, Lusaka is a beautiful place. Now, in Seventh-day Adventist theology, justification and salvation are intertwined, as it were. And salvation is the process of being rescued from sin, as you said yesterday, and its consequences. Now, it encompasses justification, sanctification, and ultimately glorification, which we are going to be covering in today's conversation. And the elder Chisanga is going to be giving us some more information about that. Now, elder, what is justification and what is the role of justification in our salvation?
This is a very interesting topic, and actually, like we said yesterday, it reveals God's immense love and our journey into His grace. So justification is a legal term. It means to be declared righteous. So in the context of salvation, it's God's act of declaring us righteous in His sight. And this declaration is not because of our own merit, but because of Christ's righteousness, which is imputed to us. And it's the foundational act of God's grace that makes our salvation actually possible. So when we come to the Bible, Romans chapter 3 verse 24 states that, "And all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus." So from there, it simply means that justification is through Christ, His sacrifice, that we are justified. Then what is the role of this justification in salvation? Well, justification is a door which leads us to salvation. So it's the moment when God declares us righteous, He forgives our sins, and He restores us to a right relationship with Him. So without justification, we actually remain under the penalty of sin. So that's the role of justification in salvation.
It's a beautiful one. Now, how much of our justification depends on faith, and how much depends on works?
Yeah, okay. that's interesting. Well, justification is entirely dependent on faith in Jesus Christ and not our works. But works are just a result of justification. It's not a means to justification, but it's a result. So faith alone is what we need in order to be justified. Romans chapter 3 verse 28 actually emphasizes that, "For we maintain that person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law." Then Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8-9, it further clarifies actually, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from your works, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that one boast." If we were justified by works, then it means the pastors are the ones who are going to heaven, because they seem to do more work than we are doing. And it would seem everyone who is put in ministry, they are the only ones who are guaranteed for salvation. But actually, works are just an evidence of justification. So we cannot eliminate works from justification, because if you are justified, you must live a justified life. Mm-hmm. And the justified life is done through the works. So there's nothing like works are the ones which are justifying us, and we can't again separate the works from our justification. So same applies with the law. We can't say because we are justified, we can't keep the law. We keep the law because we are justified, not we keep the law to be justified. So the works are there because we are justified, not that we do works in order to be justified. Maybe just a verse so that we wrap up on this part of our discussion. James chapter 2, verse 14 to 26, especially verse 17, says, without works, faith is dead. So from there, it explains that genuine faith will produce good works. And works are the evidence of our faith, not the basis of our justification. So they just demonstrate the reality of our faith.
Man, what are the results of repentance and justification?
Like we mentioned last time, repentance is about us admitting our wrong, and now God restores us back to his place. That is salvation. Now, repentance and justification, they lead to a transformed life. And this process is called sanctification. So sanctification, if we can define it, is the ongoing process by which the Holy Spirit actually makes more and more of us to be like Christ. So without sanctification, we cannot be like Christ. So this sanctification, again, it's not a one-time thing. It's a progressive work of grace where we grow in holiness and overcome sin's power in our lives. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 actually says, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when we embrace sanctification, which is made possible through justification, these are the results. Number one, there's forgiveness and reconciliation. So justification brings forgiveness of our sins and reconciliation with God. And that's what Romans 5 says. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, repentance and justification brings about a new life. So we are given a new life in Christ, which is empowered by the Holy Spirit when we repent. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away, behold, all things become new. So even if we were drunkards, even if we were into prostitution, whatsoever sort of our lives we had way back, the moment we accept Jesus Christ, and the moment we repent and begin to walk in the newness of life, begins to give us a blank page where now we begin to rewrite our lives. We cannot go back and undo the past, but we can now live a better life for today and the future. That's what forgiveness does, and repentance actually, and justification. Then the third thing which is the result of repentance and justification is growth in holiness. So sanctification actually will lead us to increase in holiness. And this is dependent on us yielding to the Spirit's transforming power. And that's Romans chapter 6, verse 22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. Then the last two things, what repentance does and justification, is that it leads us to produce good works and lead us finally to eternal life.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, my elder, last one before I let you go. Can a human being ever be sure that he or she is saved?
Yes. Because without that surety, it means we can't be certain enough that we should continue with this process of sanctification if we are not saved. So believers can have an assurance of their salvation based on God's promises in Scripture. Number one, we are assured of this salvation based on this promise. 1 John chapter 5, verse 13 states that, I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. So from here, what we get is that God wants us to have this assurance that we are saved, we have this eternal life through the belief in Jesus. Then this assurance is evidenced through the Spirit. The Holy Spirit himself actually testifies to our spirit that we are children of God. And that's what Romans chapter 8, verse 16 actually tells us. Then this Holy Spirit, to guarantee us even more certainty, is that he makes us to have the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And that's Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. And finally, this assurance of our salvation is only made certain when we continue in faith. So this assurance is not based on our feelings, but on our continuing faith in Jesus Christ and our commitment to follow him. So it's a confident hope which is rooted in God's faithfulness about us being saved.
Beautiful stuff. My elder, I must thank you so much for coming through, and blessings to you, man. We thank you so much for coming through. We'll connect again with you tomorrow, same time and same place.
No, thank you so much. Stay blessed.
Lovely. Stay blessed. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.